Hello, everybody. It's time for NHK World, Radio Japan, Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Shear. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
The key sentence for Lesson 29 is
近くで見ると大きいですね。
When we look at it close by, it's big, isn't it?
The main character of our skit is Anna, an international student from Thailand. Anna is visiting Shizuoka City, where Sakura was born. Today, she's been taken to a superb view of Mount Fuji by Sakura's cousin Kenta. Mount Fuji is the highest mountain in Japan and is registered as a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
Now let's listen to the skit for Lesson 29. The key sentence is
近くで見ると
When we look at it close by, it's big, isn't it?
Fuji-san-da. 近くで見ると大きいですね. あれ? 雲の形が帽子みたいです.
あの雲が見えると雨が降るんだよ.
Let me explain about the skit. Anna said,
Fuji-san-da.
That's Mount Fuji.
Fuji-san
is Mount Fuji.
Da
is a casual form of
desu,
a polite expression at the end of a sentence.
Is the san in Fuji-san the same as the honorific title attached to people's names?
No, it's not. Although its pronunciation is the same, a mountain is
yama,
but it is pronounced as
san.
When attached to the names of some mountains.
近くで見ると大きいですね。
When we look at it close by, it's big, isn't it? This is today's key sentence. In this sentence, the subject, Fuji-san, Mount Fuji, is omitted.
近く
is close by.
で
is a particle indicating a place.
見る
is the dictionary form of
見ます
to look at. Is a particle indicating a condition. We use it when or if something happens and another thing occurs as a result. It indicates the relation of cause and effect. So,
近くで見ると
means when or if we look at it close by. Be careful here. Verbs take the dictionary form or the nai form before to.
If the particle to comes after a verb, it indicates a condition, right?
Right.
大きい
is big. Small is
小さいです
is a polite expression at the end of a sentence.
ね
is a particle added at the end of a sentence. You say it when you seek agreement from the listener. Now, let's practice saying in Japanese. When we look at it close by, it's big, isn't it?
近くで見ると大きいですね.
Anna notices something.
あれ? 雲の形が帽子みたいです。
Look, the shape of a cloud looks like a hat.
あれ?
Is an exclamation you use when you become aware of something.
雲
is a cloud.
の
is a particle linking nouns.
形
is a shape.
な
is the particle indicating a subject.
Here, 雲の形, the shape of a cloud, is the subject.
帽子
is a hat or a cap.
みたい
is to look like. This is a polite expression at the end of a sentence.
A cloud that looks like a hat?
A cloud that hangs over an isolated peak like a hat is called
傘雲.
It is said to be a sign of rain. Kenta explains to Anna,
あの雲が見えると雨が降るんだよ.
When you see the cloud over the peak of a mountain, it will rain.
あの
That is a demonstrative pointing to a thing far away. 雲 is a cloud. が is the particle indicating a subject.
見える
is the dictionary form of
見えます.
To see, can be seen, visible. と is a particle indicating a condition.
That's the と we've just learned. It indicates a condition. Michelle, what's the difference between 見ます and 見えます?
見ます
means you look at something with an intention.
見えます
means something is visible or you just happen to see it, though you really didn't intend to.
So, Mount Fuji can be seen would be 富士山が見えます, isn't it?
That's right. Let's go back to the skit.
雨
is rain. が is the particle indicating a subject.
降るんだよ
means it will rain. To rain is
降ります.
Its dictionary form is
降る.
Here, 降る is combined with
んだ,
an expression you use to explain what will happen or why.
んだ.
In lesson 27, you learn to use
んです.
When you explain something, the casual form of んです is
んだ. よ.
is a particle you use at the end of a sentence when you're teaching the listener something he or she doesn't know.
So, 雨が降るんだよ means it will rain, I can tell you.
Now let's listen to the skit for lesson 29 again. Today's key sentence is
近くで見ると大きいですね。
When we look at it close by, it's big, isn't it?
Fuji-san だ。近くで見ると大きいですね。あれ?雲の形が帽子みたいです。
あの雲が見えると雨が降るんだよ。
Next we have our corner for Teacher's Teacher, where program supervisor Professor Akane Tokunaga teaches us today's point for learning.
Today we learned nda.An expression we use to explain something. I'd like to know how to use it a little more in detail.
Let's ask our teacher.
私が教えましょう。
Here is what she says. The basic form of
んだ
is
のだ.
You say のだ at the end of a sentence when you want to explain what will happen, why or in what situation. In casual conversations, you use んだ.In a polite way, you say んです. You cannot use the masu form of verbs before のだ. You have to use the plain form, such as the dictionary form or the た form. Then, what will you say to explain it will rain if that kind of a cloud is seen? It will rain is
雨が降ります.
You change
降ります.
To rain to its dictionary form
降る.
And add nda. So you say,
雨が降るんだ。
In a polite way, you say,
雨が降るんです。
That was today's Teach Us Teacher.
Next, our corner for sound words. We're introducing the words that simulate sounds, noises, or behaviors.
Wow, I need an umbrella. It's raining.
In Japanese, this is described as
ザーザー.
We say ザーザー when it's raining hard. When it's gentle rain, we say
シトシト.
In today's sound words, we introduced
ザーザー
and
シトシト.
Before closing, Anna looks back on today's events and tweets. It's our corner for Anna's tweets.
今日は
Mount Fuji with clouds over it is beautiful too. Kenta can predict the weather by the shape of a cloud. He knows a lot. He is dependable.Did you enjoy lesson 29? Today's key sentence was
近くで見ると大きいですね。
If we look at it close by, it's big, isn't it?
Next time, Anna will be immersed in taking photos of Mount Fuji.
Join us again.
さようなら。